Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Dr. Reggie Johnson. I'm co-host for the show. Cynthia's in the on a panel trying to correct some difficulties right now, but we'll be on it shortly. And Cynthia is our guest today, and she'll be with us in a moment, too. So if you have just a little bit of patience and hold on, with all these digital things happening in the world, Skype and everybody else is kind of how to control things on the control board. Just a minute. We love you and we appreciate you, so just hold on for a second.
I'm wondering if I should talk now a little bit while they're holding.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Cindy?
This is should I talk a little bit while they're holding?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Something that you're talking about. The calmness. There's no sound, makes you think what's going on.
Yeah, it's very hard for me not to speak when I know there's airtime and there's people that can hear me.
I know, exactly. It's really hard. Okay. Well, whatever you want to talk about, what I normally do is open up with an opening prayer, and then you can go ahead from there. Hold on 1 second.
Yes.
Let's take a deep breath in. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day, a day of excellence, opportunities, and prosperity. We thank you for Cindy and all the people listening to the show, that they will be blessed and they will be deeply enriched by this program. We thank Cynthia for facilitating everything. We thank people for being blessed by your power and your energy, and that everyone who hears this broadcast will be enlightened in some way today and healed. We believe it is so, and so it is. Okay, Cindy.
Hey. This is Cindy Bentley. I'm here in Santa Fe, New Mexico this early morning. I'm 2 hours behind you guys, so it's 5 a.m.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
I got
bless
before and started drinking black tea, so I have a little caffeine.
Oh, my God. That's outrageous.
Thankfully, we had the solar eclipse yesterday that made me very drowsy, so I kept sleeping off and on all day yesterday, so I'm wide awake.
So did I. I did too, absolutely.
Well, what's happening then is that we're being infused with higher frequencies and higher energies because, as you know, as divine beings, we are changing here on this planet. Those of us who are willing to connect to our divine self and to our divine God. And those who are willing are opening up to higher and higher energies and frequencies that allow us to heal all that is not of the highest good for ourselves, so that we can be the great co-creators that we are. And we know with Circles of Prosperity, that is what it's all about, recognizing how prosperous we are. It's a matter of being conscious and having the clarity of what we're co-creating and how that happens. So I'm really happy to be here this morning because I'm on a mission.
I love it. Exactly. Yeah. You know, your mission is very clear. It seems to be to improve the quality of life for us on Earth as a light worker. Hold on.
Yes.
Well,
you know, this, I don't know if it's still the effect of the lunar eclipse last night or not, but my call was dropped from Skype and I couldn't seem to get on. Thank goodness that I had called Reggie on the cell phone, and so we're still connected this morning.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome. So, Cindy, I want to, and Reggie didn't have the background in front of you, and I just want to introduce our audience to you properly and
sure.
Let them know who you are and what you do. And you are a Reiki master, correct? And an energy
yes.
healer?
Yes.
And
a registered nurse.
Excuse me?
A registered nurse, too.
And a registered nurse. How long have you been doing your energy work?
I studied and was an apprentice in the late 90s. So for almost 14 years, I've been doing the energy work. And full-time, I've been working full-time since about 07. Have not stopped. Retired from a 32-year job at Northside Hospital as a registered nurse. And have
wow.
made the smart and haven't looked back, because I was led by Archangel Michael to start this work full time to help people to clear out the negativity and the blocks and issues and all the things that were holding them back from their four energy bodies holding the highest divine light within them, and blocking the light of their soul and their connection to God. So it's been a gigantic process. And, of course, 2 years ago I had to step away from Atlanta, Georgia, my home for 59 years, and be here under the big open sky in the desert of New Mexico. And it's grown. It just continues to grow, where people come to me and have wonderful experiences of divine clarity finally in their life after so much struggle. And the beauty of it is now that I've been doing this long enough that my clients from 4 years ago are calling me to be on their radio shows and calling me to introduce them with their books. And it's just been a wonderful thing to open up light workers so that they can step into their power and step into the clarity of their mission and the direction of where their soul wants them to go. And I think the biggest, am I talking too much, Cindy?
No, I'm not.
I think one of our biggest issues, and I know for me it was, when we are here with this gigantic soul that's wanting to do so much, is connecting to that soul and recognizing our power, recognizing our divinity, and then trusting the universe and trusting
yes.
God. And the more we trust, the more we surrender, the more we allow, as you know, Cynthia, the more we let go, the more happens, the more gifts we receive, and the more we are divinely guided and stepping further and further into that wonderful divine order of our lives.
Wow, it's absolutely true. I want to share this with you, Cindy. We
okay.
are currently doing an in-depth study of the law of attraction. And in particular, this week, the lesson has been on working with our vibration and living in moment by moment as a vibrational match with source energy, and to move into that consciousness, which is what you're talking about. I help
right.
to remove the blockages so that you make that connection to the divine energy that is within you, which we would call source energy or God, right?
Right.
In order to move into that space, here you are working with this to clear the blockages so that we can make that connection to
right.
our higher self. So I just think it's so great that we have you here today so that we can talk about that and talk about some of the challenges we have
sure.
as we try to make this transition. I
right.
think I think the biggest challenge is for people to really understand the power of source energy, and the biggest challenge is for them to accept that it is within them.
Right. And I agree. Can I mention some things? I agree totally, because we're not all of us were brought up being told how wonderful and powerful we are, were we? But, you know, I've done some work over the radio where I can infuse people who are open to higher frequencies, and I do groups. I stretch their energy fields so that they can hold higher frequencies. You have to keep letting go of things in order to hold higher divine light, because if you're stuck and you've got a lot of things inside your four energy bodies, which is physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional bodies, these things are vibrating and they overlap with your soul in the center of them. And so we need to let go, and I can do some little meditation prayer work sometimes during the show if you want to allow people to hold higher frequencies and let go of things. One of the things, when I was in Atlanta, and I did about 6 workshops with that in Atlanta with really good results, and one of the things I always tell people that if you want to get in your head and start trying to figure things out, it's not a good idea, because in actuality, we're only using about 10% of our brain power. So I'm like, why would I want to try to figure things out and not allow divine order when I can't even see the big picture? I'm so not, you know, I'm not there yet. But with the more frequencies and higher energies, we are actually ascending into a higher clarity, a higher consciousness. And part of really being who we are in our soul and allowing that soul to come forward and be what we truly are is being co-creators with God, or co-creators with the universe. But we tend to block ourselves by these negative thoughts. And I teach this to every one of my clients, because I learned early on with my mission that I could clear people out all day long. But on this planet, we are given free will. And what free will represents is our thoughts, because every thought is a creation. So I can't change everyone. I can change them for a little bit, but it's up to each one of us to make a decision on, are we going to think this negative thought? Are we going to let it go and think something higher? Because every negative thought is co-created. And when I get people, when they're hooked into a higher vibration, a higher frequency, a higher connection to their divine self, you begin to manifest very quickly, very quickly. And if you're manifesting from negative thoughts, you're going to get some bad things. And it takes a little bit for people, once they recognize their power, that, yes, you can co-create good, but you can also create bad, because you're like your own master creator. Does that make sense to you, Cynthia? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Totally, yeah. Totally makes sense. Totally makes sense. It's just, it's how you break through to so many people, because it seems so resistant. And honestly, but they can't let go of their old beliefs. And that's why I think you can help them today.
Right.
So how do you want to, you know, I want to talk a little bit about the DNA. Because I've heard a lot about DNA activation. It's really not heavy.
You're breaking up a little bit for me, Cynthia. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me? Is it still breaking up?
You're breaking up on me. I'm trying to walk around my home to see if I can find a better spot, but I can talk now a little bit.
Okay. So I really apologize for the technology, but it's still miraculous that you're in San Jose and I'm here in Atlanta, so I'm appreciative. We have listeners all over the country and probably in other countries as well. So
yeah.
I'm you know, just asking all of our angels to help us with the frequency.
Let me see if we can. We've got too many high frequencies, and we've got too many divine beings. There, I think we've just got so much going on here. It's gigantic. Let me see if I can ask for some better connections and with our divine help. I'd like to talk just a little bit about allowing and surrendering for people, because once you recognize divine order as being so much more than what you could ever dream about, then you don't want anything else. It's like being spoiled. And every morning I wake up and I say, thank you for the divine order that's happening in my life today. And when I go to bed at night, I'll be like, oh, wow, thank you for the divine order that showed up in my life today. And once that begins, because I've been told things over the past couple of years that people my age would be willing to just step away and say, oh, that can't be done, or I can't do that. But it's been a miracle every day, every year. Even being in this home in Santa Fe is just amazing what divine order can do once you're in the flow. And holding that higher frequency, knowing, and I was reading recently on the internet some information that the new paradigm that we're in as divine beings is not believing anymore. It's knowing. It's knowing that you are divinely cared for in every way with every breath. So why would we try to do it ourselves? And once you get into this flow, and I'm talking about holding the higher frequency, attracting what you are to you, once you can hold more and more energies and it's flowing, it's a very easy life. But I have to admit there's one thing we have to do is let go of these people, places, and things that tend to lower our vibration. You know exactly what I mean, Cynthia. I've had to step away and from people, and that's one of the reasons I had to come to Santa Fe was to get out of Atlanta. I needed a slower pace of life. And I just spent 6 weeks in Atlanta and sat in traffic a couple of days, and I was like, oh, my gosh, now I'm reminded again why I'm in a town with only 65,000 people, and it's a big open sky. Because it feels like it's just me and the universe sometimes, me and God. And I love that. I really love that soul connection. But once you get into that flow, things that aren't at the same vibrational frequency as you are begin to feel very irritating. You just don't want to be there. And what I do in my work, Cynthia, lately, especially, it's not just friends and family, it's partners, husbands, wives, life partners. People are calling me and saying, can you do anything with my husband? I mean, I just can't communicate anymore. And so what I tell them is in the different frequencies, because when they talk about the ascension process, we're talking about dimensional frequencies, and that happens from the inside out, because how we view our reality and how we are manifesting our reality, as you teach all the time, Cynthia, is manifesting from our inside of who we are to what we see on the outside of us. So when we're in a relationship with someone and we're manifesting from the fifth and sixth dimension, we're not in fear anymore. And the 3D world that we're stepping away from is all about fear, control, lack, judgment, not enough, not enough, sorrow. What's going to happen if we're sitting in a relationship with somebody in a lower energy and they're fearful all the time, after a while, you try to help them, you try to change them, but if they're not willing to listen or to allow, it's very irritating, and you want to step away from that. So I've seen so many people, I've been in amazement at the separation of relationships, but that's kind of the process. Have you witnessed that at all, Cynthia, with your friends or with people that have come to you, that they had to step away from people, places, and things?
Most definitely. I think maybe because I've gone through a transformation where I had to step away from my job, from
yes.
my career, and to move forward to this. So I have a lot of people around me who are going through those transitions right now. You know, birds of a feather tend to flock together. But definitely
yes.
where people have lifelong careers, such as you,
right.
and are having to step away from it. And they're moving into more of the spiritual world. A lot of them are healers now and making that transition. That has not been easy for a lot of people.
Right.
And I've noticed that as well. Listen, you know, we have some callers that are lining
okay.
up in our community. They're going to be anxious
sure.
to speak to you. Do you want to start with a meditation and do a general shift, energy shift? And
that would be great. We can do an energy shift right now.
That would be awesome.
Okay. That would be great. So what we want to do is have some people that are listening out there. They're starting their day. They're wonderful, magnificent frequencies of the highest light energies. We're starting this gigantically gifted day, the gift of life, the gift of breath. And we want to take that breath within ourselves and breathe deeply until we're connecting with our heart and with our soul. Because in that heart and in that soul is who we truly are. And the next step I'd like for each of us to do is to take that soul and go back to the place, the divine space that we found ourselves before we entered this planet, before we entered this body. Our soul was living in divine joy and divine creation with our God. We were filled with divine love. And there was nothing else but this soul with other souls enjoying the oneness of this love, enjoying being the divine energy frequencies of high joy. So we want to look down now, take another deep breath, and look at ourselves from afar on this planet. And we want to know that within ourselves are these four energy bodies, the physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional bodies. And we now want to allow all of the cords, the negative cords, the negative implants, the negative blockages, the negative programs, the negative behaviors, habits, and patterns, all of these lower vibrational frequencies that are stuck in any of our energy bodies, we now ask that all of these be released, and we call in the violet flame that all the negativity can sweep through and burn away all that does not serve our highest good. And with the burning away of all the negativity within these bodies, we are now allowing the highest frequencies to flow with ease and grace without any blockages. They're flowing through our energy bodies. So we go back to our soul looking down, and we know this divine joy, this divine light, and now our soul can re-enter our bodies here on this planet. And the soul is joyous, divine, and is connecting in with a clear frequency of the highest light within our bodies. We now are allowing ourselves to be completely and totally infused with the highest frequencies that we can hold, stepping further and further away from the third dimension of fear and the toxins that are given off with lack and competition. And now we recognize within the cellular consciousness of every aspect of ourselves that we are filled with divine abundance, divine prosperity, divine joy, and divine clarity, knowing that we are cared for as any animal on this planet with a divine reason and a divine direction. And we now allow that divine order to manifest in every aspect of ourselves. And with this allowing and this surrendering, we find the greatest joy. And we now give great thanks for all that is done in this moment. We thank you, thank you, thank you. And we know that it's so, and we know that it's done. And now we take another deep breath, open our eyes, and come back to who we are, and feel the joy within our heart and soul. Okay, I'm ready for callers. How's that?
All righty, that's awesome. Thank you so much. Listen, if you want to call into the show this morning, the number is 914-338-0590. Our guest today is Cindy Bentley. She is a master energy healer and Reiki master and will help you clear those negative energies that are blocking you from your highest good. She will help you raise your vibration. And Cindy, what is your website?
My website is dnareconnection.com, or you can just do www.cindybentley.com.
Okay. So let's go to our first caller. Good morning. Area code 617, you're on the air.
Good morning. Hi, Cynthia. Hi, Cindy.
Hey. Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
What's your name?
I'm Annette from Boston.
Annette.
Yes.
From Boston.
Yes. I just want to thank you for your show this morning, because this is exactly what I need to hear.
Wow. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for listening.
I listen to you every Friday. I love your show.
Thank you.
I love your show.
Thank you so much. Do you have a question for our guest, Cindy, this morning?
Yes. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Good, Annette.
Well, my question is, and again, thank you for allowing yourself to be a guest on this really great, great show. I absolutely love it.
Did you like the meditation, Annette? Did you get to hear that?
Yes.
Did you feel some changes, some shifting?
Absolutely. Now I'm feeling, oh, my God, now I'm feeling emotional.
Yeah.
Oh,
if you're letting go of a lot of things, it's very, very powerful. I'm very fortunate to be able to do what I do. I'm so blessed. And, you know, I'm a dowser. I've got my chart and my tools here and my pendulum. If you want to ask me, are you wanting to ask me about your relationship?
Actually, what's going on with me is that I just made a decision that it was time to start working. I don't know why I'm crying. I don't know why I'm emotional about this.
No. Okay, honey. Just let it go. I've had to cry a lot. Everything. So
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Don't even try to figure it out. Just let it out. Because it has to flow out.
Oh,
very divine. Okay, enough. You're a divine love. Every moment. You want to know about your work?
Yes, thank you.
Your work is 80. The work that you do now, I'm getting that it's 80% beneficial for you.
Yes.
What I want to do? Can I do something? You've got some negative. Can I clean up your workplace just a minute?
Yeah, well, actually, the thing is that I'm actually going for a job interview today.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I'm like this. is perfect.
And it, this job is 100% beneficial for you. But let's just clear the
yes.
pathway, okay? Let's
please.
Do that.
Please.
So on Annette, this very day, what we want to do for Annette is we want to divine order and divine beings and all of her divine guides and masters to come and assist her as she steps forward. To step forward for a new position, we ask that you remove all the negative energies. We ask there, we know there's negative portals at this place, and we ask that all the negative portals be sealed with golden creator substance. All any negative entities in this work area, we ask that they all be removed and sent to the highest light.
Yes.
And we're calling on Annette's higher self to come through, to allow her to vibrate at a higher frequency.
Yes.
So that those in charge can recognize
yes.
what Annette has that she can give.
Yes.
And they can accept this as part of their mission, part of their work.
Yes.
That she will be substantially compensated.
Yes, with, amen.
Yeah. And that
amen.
The flow of prosperity and the abundance
amen.
Will flow from her work, and the compensation will flow to her
amen.
In greater and greater amount.
Yes. Yes.
And that she would, she's already recognizing that it's all in divine order.
Amen.
We give you great thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this. And opening
you.
Up the pathway, a golden pathway for her to step into.
Yes.
Yeah. When there was a three negative portals there, and that I needed to seal off before you got there, because it was not going to feel good to you to get there with
yes.
the negative energies and entities there. So
yes.
that's why I'm like 80%, and I knew that if we cleared it up, that we could get it up to 100.
Oh
so,
my God! Thank you.
Gosh, I would love to know what happened.
Oh.
You can, my email address is cbentleyrn@aol.com.
Okay. Thank you so
okay.
I'm telling you, this is divine that you are on this show and that I'm calling in, because I just know that divine wants this for me.
Yes.
It is time,
it's
like
time.
You said, it's time for me to step on my
past
path.
You do this, honey.
Yes.
It's yours.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you, too. Thank you for calling, Annette.
Right, thank
Look,
you.
Look, we already know that it's done, right?
Amen.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye. Wow, that's just so powerful. Powerful, powerful. Let's go to our next call. Area code 917. You are on the air. You have a question for our guest this morning.
I do. Thank you for taking my call. This is Ellen, and I just feel I have issues with surrendering. Intellectually, I want to, but somehow I seem blocked. I would just like your guest. If she could see whether there are blocks and what I can do to remove them so that I can move further along in my spiritual path.
Yes. You're only 40% clear, honey.
Okay.
When I do clearings on people, I do about 20 different things. I've combined it together, and I do research first, and then I send people a 3-page report of all the work that I do. So...
Wow.
And then we go over things, but it's your level. I'll give you a little bit, but it's more than I can do on the air right now, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
So, because you've got a lot of things. If you're only vibrating, you're only at 40% clear to hold your vibrations. So yes, and so you do have blocks in allowing that flow. The flow's being blocked. You know it. So. There's several things to do. In one of those, well, I have a book. It's called celestial being, how to shift to fifth dimensional living, and it has a lot of self-help at the end of each chapter. It tells you things to do to help you to allow to release. But let me just check to see how many negative programs are playing in Ellen right now that are blocking her flow. And it's a lot. I'm not going to tell numbers on the air because it gets people all uptight, but I did count. And so there's a lot of blocks and issues, and I'm just going to release those blocks and issues. But, oh, my God, Ellen, what I really need to do, I'm going to connect, and I'm an empath at the highest level. And there's stuff in your soul from some big past lives, and I want you to sit there, and I want you to take a deep breath and connect into your soul. And I want you to let go of this stuff that's stuck there. And your soul can be free of this. These past life blockages need to go. There's no longer any effect in this lifetime. You can let this go. And we're calling on Saint Germain with the violet flame to burn away all the blockages in your soul, okay? Because now it's time for the light of your soul to flow out and connect and co-create and manifest the beautiful life of allowing and surrendering. Woo! Are you feeling this, Ellen? Because I am.
I'm not feeling it, but I am trying to focus on this. I really am.
Okay. You're going to have to get out of your head. There's nothing about really am trying or have to or should. That's three-dimensional. You're going to have to get into your soul. You're going to have to take a deep breath and get into your soul. I know you feel like you've got blockages, but it's not in your head. It's going to be in your heart and your soul. You're blocking your soul. And it wants to connect up really bad. And I'm burning away as much as I can right now. Because things that take place are not logical. I would love to have enough time to tell you some of the most illogical things that have happened to me. When I stepped away from everything and packed a van and drove out west, I didn't even have a place to live. I just knew that God wanted me here. And for somebody that's a Virgo who has to have everything in divine order, and what I think is divine, everything written out, and
yeah,
it's very hard. I like to plan a year ahead of time, and I had to give that up. And when I sat in the desert for almost a year when I first got here, I got almost to New Mexico, still didn't have a place to live, but had dowsers dowsing the map of New Mexico, they all told me this one place was Fort Sumner. It's 1,400 people. They don't even have a grocery store. I had to go 60 miles to a grocery store. And so it just so happened that I knew one person whose family lived there, but he was in South Africa. And Spirit told me to call him anyway, and I did. And he had just gotten off an international flight in D.C., turned on his phone, and it rang, and it was me. And I told him I was on my way to New Mexico, and he said, "What for?" I said, "Because that's where God wants me to be, in Fort Sumner." And he said, "Do you need a place to live?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, just go live in my house." And that's the way it's been ever since I stepped off the edge and allowed divine order. Because the way I'm living it now is that it doesn't feel good. I know when I'm not in divine order. And one of the things you need to do, Ellen, I'm getting this, you need to sit in the silence. I want you to sit in, do you sit every day in meditation?
No, a couple times a week.
You need to, if it's only 15 minutes, you need to sit alone and call in your higher self and your masters, and you need to sit and allow them to be with you. I have to do this every day, in a long time, sometimes 2 hours a day. But that's the, that was the beginning of the real change in my life. Is Ellen still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, so the real challenge is sitting still and allowing these divine beings to connect with you. And you ask for help because of the this law of the universe, they cannot intervene unless you ask for it. So you need to ask for help, and that's the only way they can help you. So once you, I think the sitting in the silence is going to be the biggest thing for you. You could, you don't have, I don't call it meditation because people freak out. They think they have to have a mantra or something else. I just say, I tell my people, you sit in the silence. Just keep letting it go in the silence. And feel that you're, I know when, if I start around the house getting, feeling irritated and, oh, getting exasperated about things, then I know, oh my gosh, I'm losing my connection. And so then I go and I sit in the silence and get connected up again. So I think the connection is going to be a really big process for you.
I will do those things. What I keep thinking about is that you tell me I'm 40% blocked. I imagine if you had talked to me a couple of years ago, it probably would have been 90%. Wait, did you say I'm 40%
blocked? We've got it down to 20% now this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I'm measuring you now through our prayer and our talking. I've got you down to 20%. That's pretty darn good.
Yes.
Think you can take care of the other 20 now?
Oh, I'd love it. Are you kidding?
I think you can. You're flowing at 80% right now. So that's pretty darn good.
Everybody has told me the importance of meditation, and I just do it in kind of a haphazard when I can type thing, and I really do have to make it a priority.
Yeah, it's. I did the same thing, and I had a high-level channel call me and just give me the riot act because I would not do it every day or I would only sit for maybe 20 minutes, and she said, she called me about 2 years ago when I was down in the desert and said, there. I've got a message for you, and you're not going to like this. They're telling me if you don't sit in the silence at least an hour to two every day and connect them with the mission and the flow and the work that you need to do, then they're going to take you out because you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Now, that was a pretty harsh thing to say to me, but you got my attention. And I did, boy, howdy, I sit there every day. I may fall asleep after an hour, but I'm in the silence. And so I was like, okay, I get it. I'm not doing what I should be doing. So we're all doing, and Ellen, we're all doing this. We're all working to release every day. It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a process.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because it's, you get to higher and higher levels.
Yeah.
But the joy and the surrender, wow. The more, the easier it gets. And just like I have a wonderful home that I purchased in Santa Fe. And that is so divinely. I had three clients, all from the same bank. And I said, God, you want me to have a house? She said, yeah, you have to live alone. You have to live in this house, and this is how much money you have to spend, and I'll do it for you. And he did. I had several clients from the same bank, and they all said, oh, we'll get you a mortgage. And the real estate agent said, there's no house at that amount of money in Santa Fe. This is not a buyer's market. And the first house I looked at was the house that I bought at the exact price I was supposed to buy. Because the agent came to me and said, you know what? The strange thing happened this morning. Everything you wanted in a house was reduced. This house was reduced again today. So it's been cut $40,000 in 3 weeks. And it's a short sale. And today it was reduced another $20,000, and it's the exact price of everything you want. I said, well, that's the house. And I came over here, and I wrote a contract. That's where I've been since. And it's on a divine ley line, part of Gaia. I've been divinely cared for in every way because I'm allowing it to happen. I'm not going to block it. Once you start recognizing how easy it is to manifest when you're flowing, then you don't want to get out of the flow because it's way too good, way too good.
Yeah.
But when you step out of the flow and you feel the irritation and you feel the blockages, then you've got to that's when I sit in the silence and say, okay, whatever it is I'm holding in, I don't care what it is, you just take care of it, let it go. I'm letting it go, and you burn it in the violet flame.
Okay.
You see? Yeah. And that's going to go for the relationships too, Ellen.
Okay.
Sometimes the relationships can be very big blocks.
Yeah.
It's painful. It can be painful.
Wow.
Yeah. I left a little husband of almost 27 years behind.
Oof.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Ellen, we would there are some other people holding, and we really would like to try to get to them. And you know how to reach out to Cindy now, right?
Yes.
And I think it would be very beneficial for you to continue working with her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But thank you so much for calling this morning, sweetheart.
Thank you. I appreciate the help the two of you have given me. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to go to our next caller, area code 770. You're on the air this morning. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Charm.
Hi, Charm. How are you,
Hi,
friend?
Good morning, Cindy. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi. I just, I feel like I do have a percentage of blockage left just because I can feel things like whenever I try to meditate and I don't feel the air or I can't visualize it all the way clear, like the light going through my body. And I want to make sure that I'm at 100% because I want to be able to bless people around me. And I feel like with me holding off the block. Yes.
Can I? I'm getting stuff here. You've got four negative beings that are attached to you that are blocking. And I'm going to take those off right now with your permission, okay?
Yes.
They are really blocking at a high level. And I'm not getting much flow at all. And so they're doing a number on you. So we're going to ask these for Charm.
Yes.
Are you in Atlanta?
Yes, I'm in Atlanta.
Okay. For Charm, we're going to ask that these negative beings be disconnected from all of her energy fields. We're going to ask Ashtar's command and divine beings to come and send these negative dark beings away. And we're going to seal all the portal ways and pathways back to Charm with golden creator substance. And then we want to put shields of protection and divine shields of D-sharp shields to put all around Charm, so that she can be divinely protected and guarded from any negative being or negative entity that enters her energy field. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So hang on a minute. We're still working on it. Okay, now, that got you, that helped a lot. That got you up to 90% clear. They were blocking. You were up to 100%. They were blocking you so bad. So I've got you down to 90%. There's one other thing that I'm feeling that I really need to clear on you that's going to help you. You've got some old negative vows that need to be, they're no longer good. You've actually got a bunch. You've got 14 negative vows that are blocking you from moving forward. So we're now asking for Charm that these 14 negative vows be removed from all of her energy fields. She now releases them. They're now dissipated to universal substance. all negative connections are removed. They're burned into violet flame. And all energies of these and all connections to these vows, all the cords are now cut. Any connection to these are now removed. So that Charm can move forward without the negative vow blocking her way. She's free, 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 free of these negative vows. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, Charm. Got you
to
100, honey. You're flowing, babe. Yay! You're flowing.
Oh,
my goodness. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great
can
one.
You feel it, Charm?
I do. I do. I've already knew the parts to focus on because it's really been a bother. It gives me a burning sensation, wakes me up in the middle of the night. And whenever she was removing that, especially the burning sensation, it hit right in those areas. And I could just feel it
wow.
starting to little by little, like really something's going on. So I'm just going to accept that, claim it, surrender all. And that's just what I've been saying.
It is all yours, Charm.
Yes, I believe it. I know it. I know it.
You know it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Charm. So, Cindy, I noticed that you're talking about two things that came up in working with Charm. One was that you mentioned the Avatar command, and the second, you were talking about negative vows. Can you tell me what those mean?
Yes. That's one of the many things that I clear out. And, of course, it's a process. And I keep finding things on myself. And because of the energies that are on the planet right now, things are coming up to be let go of. And the vows that are deeply layered within our souls from so many lifetimes are now showing up. For people who've really done hard work to release everything else, they still have these. Some of them still have these vows, and I immediately felt that Charm was a very high being. And when that happens, they feel they've been here a lot, and their vows of poverty, their vows of celibacy, that could be vows to someone else that you're going to care for them in every lifetime, or there could be a hang up, something left over from another lifetime that you can't release. And so, and Ashtar's command, he's just a warrior commander that's really on the other side of the veil. And when I call on masters or I call on goddesses or I call on help, they're all aspects of Mother, Father, God. And
mm-hmm.
they're just different aspects of a higher, our divine source. And so Ashtar has been around for ever. And I call on Archangel Michael and Saint Germain to help eliminate the fear and the negative beings. I feel like I needed some extra help. I already had Michael coming in, but I wanted Ashtar's warriors too to come in and protect Charm and take
mm-hmm.
the negative, help me get these negative beings off of her. And I've used them so much in the past, it's just automatic. I mean, I've been doing it 14 years, so it's kind of automatic. But the negative beings and the vows is what I've been seeing a lot of. There's another thing I've been seeing a lot of, but it's kind of upsetting for some people when I tell them this. But there's a big blockage for the light workers, and I call it negative ET implants, extraterrestrial implants. And the light work, we're all extraterrestrials, you know. Our star seeds came from different universes to come and try to help the planet right now as light workers. And the light workers have been inundated with all kinds of blockages. And what has happened, about 4 years ago, a friend found these implants, one or two I would take off. Well, now I'm finding thousands on some of the light workers that are coming to me. And once I can get them off, they can do their job. And it's amazing. It's been amazing. And I'm finding them on myself. I'm like, oh, my God, I got another layer of these things. it's never, because the bigger, we're such big energies, and the more we release and the bigger we get in who we are, things come up to remove. And I couldn't find them before, and now I'm finding things. These vows, I didn't know I had any vows, and then I have people that help me, and it's Cindy, especially my soul group, who say, Cindy, I've just found these vows. You better check yourself, you know, because I'm out there. I'm doing it as hard as I can to get people clear. When people find things, they call me and say, I found this. What do you think? Give me a confirmation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty exciting time right now for the work I'm doing, because I've been working on this for many years, and now it's really... it's bigger than it's ever been. You know what I mean? I just work all day. I have to write in a day that I'm taking a day off.
We're so happy that you're here with us. Let's go to another caller.
Thank you.
Going on.
Yeah.
I'm blown away with your work. Area code 443, you're on the air, finally.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, I had something in my mouth. Wait a minute.
Oh. Good morning. Really quick so that you can connect with Cindy.
I know. First of all, the phone kind of go in and out, but I heard Miss Cindy this morning, and it was powerful. But I won't take too much time. I would like to know what is blocking me. Can you just tell me what's blocking me? I can't seem to be able to get a prayer.
Tell me your name again. Can you tell me your name again?
My name is Randolph Cody Smith.
Do they call you Randolph or Randy?
No, they call me Cody.
Cody. Okay, Cody.
Cody.
When I look at your energy fields, Cody, right now I'm looking and you're like, I see you as really clear. You're a very clear channel. How many... negative cords, none. How many negative implants, none. How many negative beings? Oh, yeah, you got three on you. I don't know how these things are coming up, because they used to not come up. This is their last stand, I think. So I'm going to take these three negative beings with your permission.
Yes.
We're going to ask them to step away, and we're going to get Ashtar to come through and Archangel Michael to come. And for Randolph Cody Smith, we're going to ask these negative beings to be sent away, filled with light and love, and block all the portalways and pathways back to Cody with golden creator substance. And then we're going to ask for shields of protection to be around Cody so that no negative being can ever enter his energy fields ever again. And then we're just going to do a clean sweep of all the blockages, that Cody can continue to step into higher frequencies, that he can continue to open his heart and his soul, his divine mission on this planet. And I want to see Cody stepping into higher frequencies of power, higher clarity of his strength, his courage, and his power. Because I think that's something you need more of, is strength and courage. And I want you to know that you can have all you want, Cody.
Thank you.
Don't be you can't be afraid of it, baby. You got to have it. It's yours. And you can have all the power you want. It's okay. It's okay to be powerful. Did you know that?
Yes.
You can have all the power you want.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
You've been afraid, and that's 3D. There's no fear now. It's just stepping into the power, okay?
Okay. Thank
you. Allow it to flow. You're welcome.
Tell me, that sounds so good. I'll get ready and get green and say, tell me some more, but I know other people are waiting.
Okay. Well, call me, Cody.
Right.
We can work.
I'm going to call you. If I may.
Yes. I can do a full thing. And you can go to my website and check it out.
That's what I'm... Okay, I'm listening, so I'll get it when you repeat it again. I just want to thank Sydney and Dr. Reggie for you. I appreciate it, and I'm definitely you'll be hearing from me.
Okay, Cody.
Peace and love.
Yes, thank you. And my website again is www.dnareconnection.com or www.cindybentley.com. Got my own name for, you know, website.
Wow. Okay. That was just amazing. I'm telling you, each one of these callers is just taking me on a whole new trip. In your gift, hold on one second. Let's go to 917. This is another person. Hello, this is 917-263.
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Are you calling from Boston, too?
No, I'm calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey, okay. What is your name?
Tabina.
Excuse me?
Tabina.
Sabina.
Yeah, Tina. Tina is my nickname, okay. But this lady is the truth. I better say my first name.
Yeah. Okay. You have a question for Cindy this morning.
Yes. Thank you for coming on the show. I would like to know about my boyfriend, Michael, and any blocks or anything you see around me.
Okay. You're Dina or D?
I'm sorry?
Spell your name for us.
T-A-B-I-N-A-H.
Is that T as in Tom, right?
T as in Tom and then A and then B as in
Tazina.
Boy.
Tazina. I got it. Tazina. Tazina, your boyfriend Michael is 80% beneficial for you right now. How many past lives have y'all had together? Oh, my goodness gracious, 140. He's one of your soulmates.
Wow.
Yeah. And you do have several contracts together for this lifetime. I don't even date unless we got contracts and past lives because I'm not going to waste my time if we don't have work to do. I have girlfriends say, Cindy, why don't you go out with a guy? And I say, because I just checked him and we don't have any contracts. Our soul contracts aren't there. So if we don't have anything to do together, I'm not going to try to make anything happen, you know. So you guys are soulmates, and what's happening on the planet right now, our soulmates are starting to find each other. And you have a lot of soulmates, but with 140 past lives, this is a big soulmate with a lot of connections to your soul. So I would recommend that you guys work on things. And as far as you're pretty darn clear, Tazina. You don't have negative beings or negative entities, but let's just do a generalized how many blocks and issues in your path. And you are a light worker. Tazina, you know you're a light worker?
Yes, I'm a minister and a reader. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you're a gigantic light worker. God bless you. Thank you for calling me. And you're a way big light worker. Ooh, I like your energy. Okay.
Thank you.
I like your energy, honey. And, you know, you're a Syrian light worker, S-I-R-I-A-N. You know about that?
No.
Oh, you just Google it. And I'm a Syrian also. There's three main light workers on the planet. They're Arcturian, Syrian, and Palladian. And you know what I need to do for you right now? I got to get these dang implants off that's blocking your mission. Can I have permission for that?
Absolutely. Thank you.
You've got 1,450, and we're just going to zip them out of here, okay?
Thank you.
Divine help to come in to Tarzina at the present time and remove all these negative ET implants blocking her mission on the planet as a divine Syrian light worker. We ask that all these implants be unplugged from all power sources, burned in the violet flame, healed with golden creator substance, remove all the miasms, dissolve all the miasms, unplug the trigger mechanisms, burn those in the violet flame, and fill the imprints for the golden creator substance. So I have a whole little, I'm really obsessive about doing exactly what I have to do for these things. We don't want them showing up again. So
thank
we're going to
you.
Ask that all the negative ET implants are burned in the violet flame and that they are removed with all programs, patterns, habits, behaviors that do not serve Tazina's highest good. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, honey, you go do your thing.
Oh. Okay.
Thank you, Tina. You're very powerful, Tazina. You keep it up. You're being very, very well protected, well guided, and you're hooked in. You just use it. Do it.
Thank you, because I know you and those guys are mafioso over there. When you told that lady, get it together, getting taken out of here, I said, oh, my God, my daughter said, she's only 14. She said, well, you know you're going to get the truth from her.
Wow. Wow.
All right, Tina. All right, well, you be blessed, and you be restored for all that you put out. And thank you, Cynthia. God bless you guys.
Thank
God bless you,
you
too.
Bye-bye.
They are having a blast today with you, Cindy. Thank you so much for blessing us. Let's go to.
Oh
my God, it's just amazing.
I'm in my bliss.
All right, we're going to area code 732. Good morning.
Good morning, ladies. This is Caroline. I'm calling from New Jersey. Oh my gosh, you are such happy ladies. So am I.
Right.
Hi, good morning, Cindy. Well,
good morning,
Carolyn. I'm on your website right now. Oh,
yes.
My gosh, you look like an ex-employee. I used to work with this lady. You look exactly like her. I'm like thinking, Flora was her name. Looks exactly like you. So my question is, I'm a Palladian, and I know I have certain agreements with them. When I came to this earth, it's part of my mission. And now I've been awakened for quite a while, but on 11-11-11, I found out I'm a Palladian. And I'd like to know slowly on my own, I figure out that there's more to this. There's contracts. And I'd like to know what are my agreements with them at this
time. Hang on, I got to sneeze. Hang on.
Go ahead.
Excuse me.
God bless you.
One of the things I need to do for you, first of all, Carolyn.
Yes.
Is I got to take the negative ET and I got to take these implants off. I can't stand it. And so, you've got 890 implants blocking your mission. And so, neither
good.
You nor I can figure out what it is right now until we get these implants out that are blocking. All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we're going to take out 800. We asked for Divine Archangel Michael. I'm just going to know. Everybody knows my people are hooked in, and I'm just going to do it. And they're not leaving me to help as we go through the people. We're asking for Carolyn that all the negative ET implants be removed, burned in a violet flame, and then all aspects of her healed, fill in the imprints, dissolve the miasms, burn the trigger mechanisms, remove all the programs, all the negative behaviors, patterns, habits, and the negative programs connected to these negative implants so that Carolyn can be the Palladian light worker that she is, move forward in the highest light and 100% of her mission. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Carolyn, I hate to, I don't want to, I shouldn't say that word, but it's not my, I don't know exactly what your mission is. And I don't know that I could figure it out totally. It would take me a while, and I don't have that amount of time right here on the radio.
Yes.
So, but I do have you cleared out so that you can sit in the silence and your mission can come to you. But let me tell you, when you start stepping into the direction of the flow,
yes,
it's going to show up. You can't help it. You can't do anything about it. It just happens. You will be what you are. And you, Lord, I just keep, I'll look at Cindy and what I was and what I do now, and I wonder how it ever happened. But it just happens. It's not something you can plan or say or do. But I've got a book out, and it kind of tells my story, but I always felt a little different. And always people found me. People showed up and said, you're a healer, or you need to come help me with this so you can heal this. I didn't know. I didn't know what I was. But people who saw me, who could see, kept giving me directions of where I needed to go next. And that's how I got here. It was a process.
That's what I'm going through right now. All of these relationships are coming up, all light workers, and I'm just like going with the flow. I'm helping a lot of light workers, you know, figure out financial solutions, how to bring them up, how to, you know, we have the Doreen virtues, but we also want, it's our turn, the light workers, to come up and do as well as the Doreen virtues and others. So what I'm doing is connecting a lot of light workers that are like in the media and just bring them up within the next few months. So thank you. I appreciate it because you know something, Cindy? It's not meant for me to know what my agreements are because I've asked already 5 times.
Yes. And Carolyn, let's stay connected because I think there's something else I need from you that we need to do, work on some things.
I'm going to send you an email in a few minutes.
Yeah.
How's that?
Thank you.
Have a lovely weekend, ladies.
Thank you, Carolyn. Now. And you're going to be amazed once these implants are off. Everything is so much smoother. It flows so much easier.
I got the goosebumps, by the way, as you did.
Yeah.
My crown chakra was very active. And then all of a sudden, when you said, I can't tell you about your mission, boom, I got the goosebumps. So it's not time yet. Thank you,
I want
Cindy.
You to experience it yourself because if I put something out there and it's not 100% in the flow for what you are at this moment, it builds. It's not exactly what it is. What it is now will be much bigger in a year and 6 months. You know, see what I'm saying? It builds.
Yes. Surprises, right?
Yeah.
Nice, beautiful surprises. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Carolyn. Bye.
Have a lovely weekend. Bye now.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much. Let's,
Cindy, you didn't know I was going to do all this. I know.
No, I didn't. That's why I'm totally blown away. And listen, when you would go to someone, I'm calling people because I know these light workers are having challenges, and I'm saying, you need to get on the phone now.
Yeah.
Calling. So would you stay with us a little longer this morning?
Sure, I can stay as long as you want. I've blocked out the whole day because I had to get up so early. I didn't think I'd be too good the end of the day for you. I blocked out the whole day. I said, this will just be my off day.
Oh, my goodness. Well, here's the thing. We won't be streaming, but if you call in at 914-338-0590, you'll be able to hear the rest of the show. We're going to try to take a few more callers because, I mean, Cindy is blowing my socks off this morning. You guys, you know, the unseen world, that energy world that we can't see is what is the real reality.
That is the real
and
thing, Cynthia. Yeah.
It's true.
And all those years.
Real.
Yeah, and all those years that people would say, Cindy, come to Earth. Cindy, where are you? Cindy, quit daydreaming. All that daydreaming I did is now paying off because that was the real world.
you know, I think the thing that hurt me the most growing up was my father told me that I was chasing rainbows. And people who listen to Circles of Prosperity, they've heard me tell that story. My father said, you were chasing rainbows. And it stuck with me. It was really, it crushed me because I was pursuing, you know, something that I really desired very deeply. And I respected him and honored him. But that part of us is the part that honors the divine energy in us. And I hope people are getting that today. that those desires and that daydreaming and the fantasizing that the world tells us, look, you are just, you know, crazy. That's
yeah.
the thing that really sets you free. And the work
exactly.
that you're doing is allowing them to set that energy free. And,
yes.
and we're at a point now where we can't waste our time
yes.
feeling sorry for ourselves, feeling like we are victims, because we're
yes.
wasting that creative energy.
Yep, and that's the dark forces blocking us. It's the dark. It's been a war. It's been a battle here. I know some
yes.
New Age people try to say there's no dark, but let me tell you, babe, I've been fighting the dark for a long time, and I know
wow.
they're there. And so they want us, but the last pieces of them, they're losing all their power. They're on their way out. And so the things that are left here are much easier to remove now. Thank heavens.
Thank goodness. And thank goodness.
Everything is coming up to be removed. Yeah.
Well, I really thank you for following Spirit and doing this
yes.
great work. Let's get to another caller, see what miraculous thing will happen today. Hold on one second. Let me find out where I was in the queue. Area code 310. You're, oh, I know who this is. Pam.
Good morning.
Good morning, precious. Isn't Cindy amazing?
Wow. That's all I can say is wow.
Let me just tell people really quickly. We are going to stay on the air with Cindy for a little bit longer, but you won't be able to hear us over the internet. So I encourage you now, I have some vacancies, call lines that are open, to call 914-338-0590. So that you can continue to hear this powerful show and be blessed. Okay, so, Pam, you have a question for Cindy this morning.
Oh, question. Yeah, I heard her through with some of the callers. She was saying something about implants that would block them
mm-hmm.
from whatever their highest good is, or, you know, from them succeeding or something like that. And I'm curious now, you know, if I have any of those things.
I'm looking at you, Pam. You are a light worker.
Yes, I am.
Are you a Palladian light worker?
You know, I'm not sure. You know, I've read about...
'Cause I'm getting Palladian, and you do got them, and I'm going to count right now. Oh...
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting like 1,320 or something like that. You got a lot. So I'm going to ask now for Pam. We're going to ask that all these negative ET implants that are blocking her divine light worker Palladian mission on planet Earth, we ask that all of these implants be unplugged and burned in the violet flame, and the imprint.
Mm-hmm.
Healed. Just allow Pam. It's okay. It's not scary. And then we're going to burn all the trigger mechanisms of the miasms, dissolve all the miasms, and remove all the negative programs, patterns, habits, and behaviors that are blocking her mission on this planet. Because this is all I want, is for us to step into heaven on earth. That's what my book's about, trying to help people be the celestial being that they are, and the light worker is accepting that they've got full power and that they are no longer being subjugated to this negative forces that are blocking your path and keeping you from serving the divine will and co-creating heaven on earth. Light workers got it going on. We're here for a purpose.
Yeah, I agree.
So hang in there, Pam. We're going to open you up to more power.
Awesome.
I just increased your frequency by 50%.
Mm. Thank you.
How are you feeling now, Pam?
When I took a breath,
uh-huh.
it feels good.
feeling better than it was.
I'm an empath, and you're feeling really light now.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of work do you do?
Wow, that's a good question.
Uh-huh.
I'm in transition. I was a legal secretary for years since,
uh-huh.
you know, right out of high school. So for the last 3 years, I've been at home with my son.
Good.
And I've been told, you know, what I hear in my heart is just be still and know.
Yes.
And so that's what I'm being still for.
Yeah. And you know, there's a lot of us that are not just doing the work. The work can be holding the frequency, holding the energy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, that's part of what's happened to raise the energy of the planet. And I've been reading a lot of Dolores Cannon's The Convoluted Universe. I recommend that, along with my book. But The Convoluted Universe, there's 4 volumes of it, and I'm on the 3rd volume right now. And it talks about the beings who are coming to the planet. These new children, they have no karma. They're holding high frequencies. Many of them are old souls. But they're coming because the more we can have higher frequencies, the more we're going to uplift everybody else. Just like the 100 monkey theory, the higher the frequencies we get so much, then because of the oneness, we can transform all of ourselves at one, you know, help each other with the frequencies. It's not about doing, it's just about being the higher level of love, light, and divine service. It's about just being that, you know?
Yes, It makes complete sense because my son is one of those kids.
Yes.
Definitely
Aren't
one of those.
Aren't they wonderful? Aren't they wonderful?
Oh, yeah, in their own special way, yeah.
Yeah, they kind of know more than we do, and they want us to know they know more than we do.
Yeah, I think that's where I was bumping the wall. Bumping into the wall. It's like, you know, huh, Cynthia?
Yes, I know. He is such a precious soul. You know, if I had to say what your work is, Pam, I would say it is really being his guardian here and guiding him through. And you are so open, you know. And here she is now revealing to you that you are a light worker. So there's no accident that this
mm-hmm.
child is in your life for you to help him mature.
Amen.
And
Amen.
That's your work. I think that's your work.
I know that's part of the big work, you know, after all of these years, you know, sometimes I don't ask that question anymore, why? But it's a lot of help me. I need assistance, you know, and I know it's there. I know I have it. But sometimes you just need a little encouragement every now and then to say you're on the right path and don't give up.
That's right. You're just surrendering.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for calling in this morning. We love you.
Thank
so
you.
Cindy,
thank
she's
you
called.
Me.
She's
I appreciate it.
Kiss that baby for me. Kiss it.
I'm going to kiss you right now.
Okay. That's a special baby. Very special baby. So Cindy, she's calling from California. They were up at 4 o'clock this morning on the air with you.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that amazing? We thank you so much. Let's go to another caller. Area code 678, you're on the air.
Good morning, Cynthia.
Hey, Jeannie, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. You have a question for our guest this morning. Isn't she powerful?
Very powerful. Just enjoying it. Thank you so much, Cindy.
You're welcome, Jeannie.
Yes, I'm calling in because this ET blockage, this blockage, really is blowing my mind when you're talking about it and explaining it.
Yeah, I've tried not to talk about it too much because I know there's a lot of people out there that may misunderstand it. And when I could call it anything else if it made people feel better. There are certain things I do in my work, and I call them different names so that I won't put any fear in people, but there's no fear to be had with this, you know.
Right.
We're all star seeds.
Yes.
Do you want me to check you, Jeannie?
Yes, please.
Well, I'm getting, you're definitely a light worker with right about 890 implants. And if you'd asked me that this a month and a half ago, I couldn't have found them because I'd been checking and only finding a few on anybody. But then we've had so much powerful energy hitting the planet that it's coming up to be revealed, and it's time for them to be off of these light workers. It's time for the light workers to do their what they are here to do without the blocks. And so it's just fantastic. You'll feel, you feel like you're more of who you are than ever before. I know it's happened for me. I'm like, wow. And that's what I'm getting back from the people I'm working with now. So for Jeannie, at the present time, we're asking that those 890 negative ET implants be unplugged from power sources and burned in the violet flame, and the imprints filled with the golden creator substance and the miasms dissolved, and the trigger mechanisms burned and unplugged and burned in the violet flame, and all the programs, the negative programs of these, the negative patterns, habits, behaviors that do not serve Jeannie as a light worker, we ask that all of these be burned away in the violet flame so that she can step into higher pathways of divine service with the knowing of who she is, what she is, and her gifts and mission for this planet, this special time. And for this, we give you great thanks. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And I just want to, for some reason, this came up to me. You know, there's a lot of help that we're having around us right now, and we can have all the help we need if we just ask. So as light workers, I'm asking for help to help me help everybody else. And so you also can do the same thing, ask for help to help others. But there's energies that are, the more, and this is what I did in Atlanta, the higher your frequency, of course, the more you're going to attract the same to you, as Cynthia's teaching. But you can't, we're being stretched to hold higher and higher frequencies, because if they gave us all our power at one time, we'd blow up. We couldn't hold it all. So what we're having, we're going through a process now, and that's why, like we were talking about yesterday when we had that solar eclipse, what happened is there were new energies coming in, and we were stretched, and I was kept falling asleep, and a lot of the other light workers that I've spoken with, they were having a very lethargic day. They just couldn't get anything done. It was just, they had to keep laying down. Well, some of the energies that I've been told over the past few months, we had some energies coming in that represented divine love. Then we had unconditional love. And we had the Christ consciousness coming in, the divine Christ consciousness. Christ love within our hearts. And then the last piece was coming in was divine joy. And oh my God, and that's where we were before we hit this planet. And I want all the light workers to be congratulated, because from what I've read about and from what I've been told by others, planet Earth is the hardest place for the soul than any other planet, any other universe, any place else. This is the very hardest. We have the suffering and the pain that the soul has here is unlike any other place anywhere in the universe. And we are congratulated. That's why all hands are on deck and they're standing by, because if we've made it this far, honey, and you know what I'm talking about, if we've made it this far with what we've had to go through, then we deserve all the help and all the assistance that we can get right now, and we are having it. It is there. It is there for the asking.
We've got 26 seconds before to stream, and I want people who are listening to the show, if you want to hear the remainder, you can call in at 914-338-0590, but you can also listen to our archive. 914-338-0590, but we're going to stay with Cindy a little longer today. Thank you so much. I'm sorry to have to interrupt you, but I wanted people to know.
That's okay.
Okay, so, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I interrupted the flow there.
That's okay. I was feeling like it was Wednesday night prayer service or something. So, Jeannie, are you okay? How are you feeling, honey?
I'm feeling so much better, so much better, so much lighter, so much aware. Yes.
Yeah. And I think you've got a lot. I'm feeling that you feel more peace now.
Yes,
sometimes we feel alone.
Yes.
Hard. But it's getting
all
easier. It's all well now. You're not
all
alone
well.
Anymore. Okay.
Yes. Thank you so much, Cindy.
You're welcome, Jeannie.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to go to area code 404-863. Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you this morning?
Fine. Good morning, Cynthia. Good morning, Dr. Reggie, and good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing
Hello.
Good. Can I help? What's your name?
Hi, my name is LaDonna, and if you are available to test me, I would be very grateful, and thank you.
Okay. You want to know how clear you are. LaDonna, you're like 90% clear.
Good.
And you are do you consider yourself a light worker?
Definitely, and a healer. Yes, Cindy, I do.
Yeah, I'm getting you a big-time light worker, yes. And your blocks are at 1,400, your implants. So if with your permission, we'll take those out of you and burn them in the violet flame. We ask that all the negative ET implants on LaDonna be removed, burned in the violet flame. Remove all the negative imprints. Fill with Golden Creator substance, dissolve the miasms, burn away the trigger mechanisms, remove all the negative programs, negative behaviors, patterns, and habits from these negative programs. We ask that everything be burned in the violet flame, heal with Golden Creator substance. We hold LaDonna up to a higher light, a higher frequency, and we know that it's flowing through her at this very moment, that she can access higher clarity, higher consciousness, that she can step into a higher pathway of divine service in full power of who she is, stepping forward of what she can create of all her being as a divine being. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Cindy, very much.
You're welcome, LaDonna. I feel like I know you, but
yes, I feel the exact same way.
I've lived in Atlanta for 59 years, so probably we met somewhere.
I don't know, your voice is very calming, very sweet, and just what you're saying really helped, and it's helping me continue on my divine path. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. You have a very good voice.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. You're welcome.
I don't sound too country, do I?
No, that doesn't matter. What matters to me is your beautiful message and how it's being received by everyone. And I love what you told me. As a matter of fact, I mean, it's enhanced and helped me in my journey to Europe next week. And
where are you going?
Went to Glastonbury for
My favorite place. You drink. Be sure you go to Talus Wells and drink the water from both the wells, the male and the female, and get to the top of the tour.
That's what we're going to do. I'm going to study under William Rand.
Wow!
Yeah.
Wow!
So I'm
very
excited.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah, so what you just did is just,
It's going to it'll catapult you forward with this. It's going to open you up to further understanding. I mean, it's preparing you for this. I'll, thank you, God.
Thank you, God. And God has you to be up a notch. Thank you.
I know. It's good. I'm feeling it all over. I'm feeling you. Good Lord.
And
you know, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, LaDonna. On my left hand, I have a ring on that I bought at, in Glastonbury at Chalice Wells gift shop that has an angel light stone in it. And angel light represents connecting to the angelic realms with ease and grace. So be sure you go in to the Chalice Wells. There's things in there that I walked into the gift shop crying and doused the whole place till I found where I was supposed to be and found this ring. And I'm not a big materialistic wearing rings and stuff like that, but I this sits on my table and I wear it when I work. And it came from Glastonbury.
Well, I am
so
very
it's a very powerful place there.
I am very excited and thank you. Things are lining up, and I thank Dr. Reggie and my dear beloved Cynthia, both of them, for having you on the show today. You have catapulted me several notches.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
You're welcome, LaDonna.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm still listening. Go ahead.
Okay, sweetheart. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let's go to area code 301. You guys, you know, you rarely hear me go, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. But I'm saying it this morning. Area code 301, you're on the air.
Cynthia, you know what? You may have to do this again. You know what?
I know.
You knew, but you didn't know exactly what was going to happen. But you kind of knew.
I know. I had no idea. But you know what? I follow spirit. Your name popped up for me through another email, and my spirit said, call her, call her, call her. And I did. And you're here, but Lord knows I did not know you were going to bless us this much, but I shouldn't be surprised, you know, because when it happens that way, we are so truly blessed. And I just give you so much honor. I'm so humbled by the energy that flows through you. Yes. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
You're welcome, darling. And what happened as I grew doing individuals, I became very international, and I work now all over the planet opening up stargates. And what I was doing last June in England and Scotland on the summer solstice, we opened up a stargate at Roseland Chapel. And it was gigantic, letting in the frequencies, because we've got to open up channels and clear out these portals and vortexes that have been blocked by the dark, so that all these energies can flow to the planet and to us. So somebody read my book in London, England, and found me. And, well, she's got me she had me all over Egypt, too, in December. So it's been quite an exciting journey from this little country girl from Georgia over the past few years.
Oh, my God. Isn't that amazing? I just love you. We've got area code 301 on the air. How are you?
Hi, is this me, Cynthia?
Yes.
Hello. Hey. Hi, Cynthia. This is Anthony.
When she says Cynthia.
This is Anthony.
Anthony, hi,
how
you Cynthia doing? And a Cindy.
Yes, how you doing, Cindy?
I'm good, Anthony. How are you?
Fine. Can you hear me fine?
I can hear you fantastic.
Great,
where are you?
Great. In Washington, D.C. I call it Obama country.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, we call it Obama country. Yes, but that's where I am. And right now, Cynthia, know I've been a part of the family for a while, and I have not given up on getting untracked, you know, getting back on track and getting all the cobwebs and all the blockages out. And I know there are some there. I don't know how many or what, but I want to remove them. I command that they're removed today.
You know what?
All my blessings.
Yeah, you have been, you're really good. You've done a lot of work. I'm looking at your fills, and you're 100% clear. There's not that much left to pull out. You know what you've got to do? You've got to let go of any fear of being in your power, because the power that you can hold is gigantic. And I want you to know that you deserve it, because you've been told that you can't do it, and you can. You've got all the power and all that you need flowing to you at all times. And I want you to feel it, know it, because you're unblocked. It's coming in. Okay?
Wow. And you did it on here. I got to overcome the fear.
Don't let the past catch up with you. It's gone. It's not there anymore. I want you to, that's the last piece you've got to do, is burn that past away. And you know exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do.
I want you to burn that past away. And I want you to know that that was an illusion. You're now in the real world. The real world of co-creating divine love. And all the past and all that's happened it was not real. Okay?
Thank you, Cindy.
What's real is what's in your heart and soul.
Thank you.
All right.
Bless you.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Thank you,
Cindy. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. You know, some of these people are regular listeners on Circles of Prosperity that are calling in this morning. And I feel their energy. I hear it in their voices.
Uh-huh.
Right. But I'm not, that's it. My purpose, I can't help them. I can try to touch their soul and open them so that they're ready to receive the gifts that you bring. But that's
right.
All that I can do, you know. And I'm just so grateful for you. I'm just so grateful for you.
Oh, you know, I'm grateful for everything. I'm on a journey, like we all are. I'm just doing it the best I can, just like we all are.
Yeah.
So once we all in this together. And
we are. We really are. Okay, let me see who else I have here this morning. Area code 401-783. Did we touch bases with you this morning already?
Not yet. Good morning. Hi, Cynthia.
Good morning.
Hi, Cindy. This is Erica.
Hi,
hey,
Erica.
Erica. Cindy, thank you for being on today. It's so timely. I'm in the last couple of weeks reading a book called Bringers of the Dawn, Teachings from the Pleiadians.
Oh,
and you're,
my gosh.
Yeah.
Erica, when I went to my teacher, that was the first book she had me read in the late 90s. By Barbara Mazanek?
Yes. Marciniak, yep.
Marciniak, yes. She has many other books, Bringers of the Dawn, Family of Light. And the last one that I read was her, was The Path of Empowerment.
Wow.
And it's right here on my shelf. And if I'm ever anywhere where there's used books and I see that book, I grab it because I know there's somebody I'm going to give it to. So
you're setting so much light on it for me because, it takes me a lot of time to go through each page because it's such
heavy.
New information, even
and
though it's 20 years old.
I use the pieces from that book on my website when I talk about the DNA and what happened to our DNA and how we were used in so many ways in the beginning of the planet. And so you'll learn a lot about DNA from that book, about how our DNA were messed up and taken apart, that we were only operating with two strands rather than the 12.
Yes.
Some of the light workers now are, I'm getting 13 and 14 strands that are activated.
My goodness, even more.
Yeah. So, Erica, what can I help you with?
Well, you're
on a journey.
I am on a journey, and of course I would love to have whatever cleared to that's blocking that journey.
Well, you're only 20% clear right now. So I'll do a little bit, but like I've said earlier, to do the amount of work that I do, it takes hours because I do a lot of research. But we'll do a swift thing. Let me out here and find the major things. There's no negative beings on you. I have to do research and go down list of different things to check to see. But I'll just do some prayer with you, and then you are a light worker. We'll just go ahead and get the implants off, and that will help you open up so that you can help clear yourself, be open to higher clearings, okay? So let me see what you've got for ET implants. I'm getting 1,700. Oh, Lord. Oh, I should. I'm not supposed to do that. Okay. So at the present time on Erica, we ask that you remove 1,700 or more negative ET implants in her energy fields, unplug from all power sources, burn in the violet flame, fill the imprints with golden creator substance, dissolve all the miasms, unplug the trigger mechanisms, remove all the programs, the negative programs, negative behaviors, negative habits and patterns that do not serve her highest good in her mission at the present time. We ask that all these things be completely and totally removed, burned in the violet flame, and that she's healed with all aspects of her with golden creator substance. And now we ask that you open her up to higher levels of clarity and understanding as you reconnect her to her divine self and her divine mission and her divine soul. For this, we give you great thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. Well, you got another question for me, Erica?
You know, I'm wondering if those, you know, the implants and all that stuff is responsible for the amount of fear that I feel when I read these teachings of the Pleiadians and think about pushing one and talking to you on the phone.
Now, what I did was just then with that, just the amount that we did took you from 20% to 75% clear. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was a biggie. What I'm trying to do is grab the biggest piece I can for each person. And why would you be afraid?
I don't know. When I was listening to the call this morning, my heart would start beating every time I thought about actually asking for like a clearing. And I wonder what that's connected to.
Well, it's connected to the 3D world for sure.
Yeah. Huh.
And how much fear does Erica have? You still got a little fear now. You got 30%.
Yeah.
And fear is not real. You know
right.
that what they say, fear is evidence of something that's not real. So, fear is you have to be like when Jesus talked about being like a child and having childlike ways. Well, that's the way we need to be. We need to have that open, loving heart, that trusting of what is here in the universe, and trusting of what we are, and trusting of how we feel. And with that trust, we learn how to love more. And I think part of the fear is not trusting. We've been told from the time we were on the planet that be careful, look out, don't do this, that's not good, what will so-and-so think, you should do this, you shouldn't do that. And all that brings on more and more fear. And I want you at this very instant, Erica, want you to let go of that. There's nothing else now but what's in your heart and soul. And that's what's real. The rest of the world is in what has been told to you as to block you from moving forward. It's not real. The reality is who you are. It's not about what's going to happen, what may happen, what could happen, what you have to do and what you can't do. It's not about that. So you have, when you read Rumors of the Dawn, it, you know, it, for me, the first time I read it, I didn't know about those things either. And that was back in the 90s, and I was like, what the heck? There was a lot of things I did. I was doing off-planet warfare in the late 90s. I didn't really know what I was doing, but I could feel that it had to be done. And I was, the more I kept doing things that I knew, I felt and knew, then the more I had to let go of the fear of doing it,
mm-hmm.
and trust myself. So part of letting go of the fear is trusting who Erica is.
Good, yeah. So I took Reiki 1, so I guess I'll continue with it. That'll probably help with all that.
That'll help. And the other thing you need to do is to be with like-minded people. I know one of the things that helped me the most was I got introduced in the early 80s to Unity teachings in the Unity Church, and I started being with other people who were light workers, and we were all, in the 80s, it was really, we were really, my mother said I was in a cult when I went to the Unity Church. So, yeah. So you've got to get somewhere where you get supported.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Well, good. I can do that. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Erica. God bless you, babe.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Erica. Have a
Thanks,
great weekend.
You. Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Uh-huh. I love it how your mom thought Unity was a cult.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's funny. I love Unity. Let's go to area code 214. Good morning.
Hi,
you're on the air.
Good morning, Cynthia and Sydney. This is Ronitha from Dallas. How are you ladies doing?
We're great
good.
This morning, Ronitha.
Doing good, Ronitha.
Do you have a question?
I'm sorry?
You want,
how can I
go
help
ahead.
You today,
what did you want?
I wanted to know if I had any blocks, anything need to be removed.
Well, Ronitha, you are 55% clear, so yes, you've got things that need to come out of those energy fields. You've got like a lot of fear. Does that ring of true for you?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Maybe I just get stuck in some things, and that might be fear.
Yeah.
Moving on, walking in the light.
Yeah, of
so.
Letting go of things. Letting go of stuff.
Okay. That could be true.
So I'm going to do a big, okay, hang on to your hat, Ronitha.
Okay.
I'm going to call your higher self. Because what's going on, part of what's going on with you is your higher self wants to merge. And I want you to, I need you to sit in silence every day and feel who you are within your soul.
Okay.
And we're gonna let you surrender and allow all the blockages, all the negative implants, all the negative programs. And I also get that you've got a lot of negative cords on you from people that are feeding off of you and taking your energy. And we want all these negative cords cut and burned in the violet flame. We want all the negative implants unplugged, burned in the violet flame. All the imprints filled with golden created substance. All the miasms dissolved, crystal mechanisms burned, programs unplugged from power sources and burned in the violet flame.
And Ronita, her mind is filled with divine light at the highest level for her to receive more clarity. I want to call in for you right now, all of the, I want to call in Archangel Raguel. I want to call in Archangel Jophiel. I want to call in Archangel Uriel. And I want these three to connect with Ronita at the present time to assist her in stepping to higher pathways, to help her recognize the divine self that wants to merge, so that she can be 100% co-creative with divine source. Do you have a lot of people depending on you, Ronita?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I get the I don't ever have to do this, but I'm having to call in a lot to. Everybody's wanting to help you help everybody. You need assistance. You need a couple of assistants is what you need.
You're so right. You are so right, ma'am. My God, when you were calling them in, I said, oh, my God. I called up on them same archangels this morning, and here she called up us. My God.
That's good.
Wow.
I'm still working on you. Hang on. I use a pendulum, and I know when the energy's being activated, and then when it slows down, we can. Okay, Ronita, how you doing, honey?
Well, I got this little tingling going on, and my heart is fluttering or something. Something's going on.
I think we got you clear. I think you're really good now. You're
well,
ready.
Thank you. I can feel it. Thank you. And I needed that because my birthday is on Mother's Day, so I needed that clean. So thank you very much.
And happy Mother's Day to you, too. And I hope everybody recognizes how powerful you are.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Cynthia, for having her on the show. I've been listening since she came on. This is my first time hearing her, and it's been blowing my mind. I'm driving to work. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And it was just awesome. I had to really pay attention. Didn't you know? I'm driving. I'm like, oh, my God. Let me pay attention. And I was clearing some of the stuff that she was clearing from the other people. And
wow.
I was being released for some of that. And so I said, if I don't get in, it's okay because there's somebody else that needs to be cleared more than me. And then after that third time, after I said that, she took three more callers, and then I was the fourth one after I said that.
It's
wow.
Like divine. Hey, Ronita, it's that darn divine flow, isn't it? You're in the flow, babe.
Oh, my God.
It's that divine flow.
You know that song by Alicia Keys, The Girl Is On Fire? That's what I feel like right now.
Yeah.
Right now, because of my clearance. Thank you all. I love you all.
I love you too, Ronita.
All right.
Take care, sweetheart.
Glad.
Have a great weekend and happy Mother's Day.
And birthday. My birthday is on Mother's Day.
Oh, my God. Well, happy birthday, too. And what a wonderful gift you received.
Yes, that's what I said. I think it bleeped out because I said my birthday is on Mother's Day. I'll be 51 years old. So this was really, really a wonderful birthday gift. If I don't get anything else, this is what I needed.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much, sweetheart. We love you. Take care.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, ladies. Bye-bye.
Cynthia?
Bye-bye,
yes, Ronita.
Baby.
Cynthia, I need 2-minute break.
Okay.
And I'll be right back.
All right. No problem.
Minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. Cynthia. I'm back.
Okay, we're back, and we're here with Cindy Bentley, who is just blowing everybody's mind away this morning. She is a master Reiki healer and energy healer, and she's shifting energy for you, opening up and raising your vibration and clearing out the negative blockages so that you can connect with your higher self, with that divine energy that is flowing through you to create heaven on earth. Thank you so much for staying with us. We're in overtime, guys, with Cindy. Hey, Cindy, thank you so much for blessing us today.
Hey, Cynthia.
We have one more caller that I know would love to speak to you this morning, and then we're going to move towards closing our show. Good morning, area code 347.
Oh,
it's your
good
miracle
morning.
Time.
Thank you. Good morning, Cindy, Cynthia, and Dr. Reggie.
Good morning.
It's Karen.
Good morning.
And good morning. I'm calling to ask for, you know, a prayer of clearing and just divine framework. And am I clear to travel?
You look pretty darn good, Karen. Let me just, and you're a light worker.
Yes.
Do you know what kind of light work you are? Because I'm getting Palladian.
No, I don't.
I'm getting Palladian, and they're much more. The Palladians are more social. The most
okay.
They do group. I'm Syrian. We're more about the service and the healing and working from the heart. The Palladians are out there. They're bringing people
okay.
together and connecting, and then you've got the Arcturians that are working from the head. They're the creators and the technology people and the ones that like to teach. So, Karen, I'm getting that you're like very clear. You do have some negative ET implants from blocking the mission, and you've got right at 1500. I want to take those off of you, Karen, at the present time to allow you to move forward.
Thank
and
you.
And this is, I want people to know that this is a blessing for me to be able to do this, because this came to me when Spirit shows me new things to clear, new things to do. I don't know how I'm going to get it out there to everybody. And when Cynthia asked me to do this, I didn't know. I just keep praying that I can heal more light workers, because that's all I want, is for this planet to be heaven on earth, you know?
Yeah,
and the light workers work and holding these frequencies, because we're all one. Once we get enough people holding this frequency, then we can all be there. So, Karen, at the present time, we ask that all negative ET implants be unplugged from power sources and burned in the violet flame. The imprints are filled with golden creator substance. All the miasms are dissolved. The trigger mechanisms are unplugged, burned in the violet flame. and all the negative programs, behaviors, and patterns that are blocking Karen's progress in her mission. We ask that all be unplugged, burned in a violet flame. All the frequencies that are not of the highest light are removed, dissolved. We ask that you allow Karen to step higher into her mission with full support as she merges with her divine self, be all that she can be on this planet, filled with the highest level of divine joy, divine love, and the Christ consciousness that she can assist others in finding their way. And for this, we give you great thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We're still moving energy because I've got my pendulum shows me the movement, and when it stops, then we can, okay, we're done. Now, you were already clear, but you're way in another. We got you up about 6 notches in frequency, so you should be doing pretty darn good right now. I want to do one other thing for you, Karen. I want to put some cloaking devices on your energy fields to protect you.
Oh, good.
Because you've got a lot of work to do, and I feel like that you need some extra protection. I don't know if that makes sense at all, but I just feel like I need to give you extra protection. So I'm going to ask Archangel Michael to help with Melchizedek to put some extra shields around your energy fields, pull your D-sharp shields up to 100%. And when Karen's doing mission work, we ask that you assist her with a divine cloaking device protecting her energy fields from anything unlike the highest light. For this, we give you great thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just feel like you need some extra protection for some reason.
Yes. Uh-huh. Thank you so much, Cindy.
You're
I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay. God bless you all. Have a great day.
Okay.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So, Cindy.
Yes.
We've had a full morning, haven't we?
Yes.
I appreciate you staying over.
Cynthia, I got lost for a minute. I almost asked you, now how can I help you? I thought you were the next caller. I kind of got lost.
That's okay. Listen, you can help me.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll be your last caller today.
Okay. How many negative ET implants do you have? Does Cynthia have? Cynthia has 1,700. Right at 1,700. Let's get them off, baby. We're going to ask on Cynthia that you remove 1,700. Are more negative ET implants from our energy fields, unplug, burn in the violet flame, heal with golden creator substance, fill the imprints, dissolve all the miasms, unplug the trigger mechanisms, burn those in the violet flame. Cynthia, at the present time, we ask that you remove all negative patterns, habits, behaviors, and all negative programs. Remove from power sources and burn in the violet flame and disconnect totally from her, that she can be healed and removed from anything unlike the highest light as she serves as a divine light worker on this planet. Thank you, thank you. Okay. I got you, Cynthia.
Wow. Wow, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You know, you can call me anytime.
I want to have you back on the show. I just think you're amazing. You really blessed us today.
Well, let's look at, you want to look at a date while you got me, or you want to wait?
I'll call you after the show. Let's go ahead and close out the show.
Well, we have
a Dr. Reggie normally does a closing prayer, but he stepped away, so I'm going to go ahead and move into a closing prayer. Thank you, Father, Mother, God, for this powerful light worker and bringing us together Cindy Bentley and the Circles of Prosperity and all of the callers that have listened in or called in and that they have been blessed by her powerful work. We thank you how the Spirit is moving through her and all the masters, ascended masters are moving around her and the angels to come to help her do this powerful work. We thank you for this vehicle of the internet that she can reach internationally around the globe to help create heaven on earth. We thank you so much. Continue to bless her, to protect her, and to love her so that she can continue to do this great work. We are so appreciative. We're so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is.
So it is. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And I'll give you a call.
You're welcome. I've enjoyed it. It was very blissful. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. God bless.